And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 3rd of February, 2010. It's the birthday of the novelist James A. Michener, born in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, 1907, author of Tales of the South Pacific and many other books, who said, "I'm not a very good writer, but I'm an excellent rewriter." It's the birthday of Gertrude Stein, born in Allegheny, Pennsylvania, 1874. She was 30 years old when she moved to Paris, and she lived there for almost the rest of her life. She lived in a house with paintings by Cézanne, Picasso, Renoir, Gauguin, and others, which became known as a great salon. Writers and artists came. Ernest Hemingway once said of her, "Gertrude was always right." She once said, "America is my country, and Paris is my hometown." And it's the birthday of the novelist Paul Auster, born in Newark, New Jersey, 1947, who said, "Becoming a writer is not a career decision. You don't choose it so much as get chosen. And once you accept the fact that you're not fit for anything else, you have to be prepared to walk a long, hard road for the rest of your days." Paul Auster, author of the New York Trilogy and other novels. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear, entitled Grecian Temples. "Because I'm getting pretty gray at the temples, which negatively impacts my earning potential and does not necessarily attract vibrant young women with their perfumed bosoms to dally with me on the green hillside, I go out and buy some Grecian hair formula. And after the whole process, which involves rubber gloves, a tiny chemistry set, and perfect timing, I look great. I look very fresh and virile, full of earning potential. But when I take my 15-year-old beagle out for his evening walk, the contrast is unfortunate. Next to me, he doesn't look all that great, with his graying snout, his sort of faded, worn-out dog look. It makes me feel old, walking around with a dog like that. It's not something a potential employer, much less a vibrant young woman with a perfumed bosom, would necessarily go for. So I go out and get some more Grecian hair formula, light brown, my beagle's original color. And after all the rigmarole, he looks terrific. I mean, he's not going to win any friskiness contests, not at 15, but there's a definite visual improvement. The two of us walk virilely around the block. The next day, a striking young woman at the bookstore happens to ask me about my parents, who are, in fact, long dead due to the effects of age. They were very old, which causes death. But having dead old parents does not go with my virile, intensely fresh new look. So I say to the woman, 'My parents are fine. They love their active lifestyle in San Diego, you know, windsurfing, high alai, a still vibrant sex life.' And while this does not necessarily cause her to come dally with me on the green hillside, I can tell it doesn't exactly hurt my chances. I can see her imagining dinner with my sparkly, young-seeming mom and dad at some beachside restaurant where we would announce our engagement. 'Your son has great earning potential,' she'd say to Dad, who would take a gander at her perfumed bosom and give me a wink like he used to do back when he was alive and vibrant." Grecian Temples, a poem by George Bilgear from The White Museum, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Baim. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.